Prvá časť testu – počúvanie. Táto časť testu sa skladá z troch nahrávok. Každú z nich budete počuť dvakrát. Počas počúvania odpovedajte na otázky prislúchajúce k jednotlivým nahrávkam. Sledujte inštrukcie a piktogramy, aby ste vedeli, na ktorý odpovedový hárok máte vyznačovať svoje odpovede. Teraz si pripravte odpovedový hárok označený piktogramom krížik. Vypočujete si prvú nahrávku. Na základe vypočutého vyberte správnu odpoveď. Vždy je správna iba jedna z ponúkaných možností. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpovedovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 1 až 7. Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku.
Adriana Magdovsky was born in Maribor, Slovenia, to a Polish mother and a Macedonian father. She took her first piano lessons at the age of 4. She will tell us more about her musical career in the following interview. Adriana, who or what inspired you to start a career in music, and who or what have been the most important influences on your musical life and career?
The biggest and earliest influence comes from my mother's side of the family. My mother grew up in a small town in Poland. The central role was played by the church music of the Protestant service. My mother's sister, my Aunt Christine, was a professor of piano and music theory at the State Music School in Mannheim, Germany. And teachers? My teacher in my youngest years was Professor Milena Sever at the Conservatory of Music and Ballet in Maribor, Slovenia. Norma Fisher, who teaches at London's Royal College of Music, certainly made the biggest musical mark, as she introduced me to the world of musical professionalism and endless possibilities. For that, I will be forever thankful.
What have been the greatest moments in your career so far?
2 years ago, I signed a contract with the German label Hansler Classics to record works by Ravel and Tchaikovsky. The CD was released in 2023. I consider this my major international success. Leading up to this was a CD for a small Slovenian label, Klasika Slovenica, which was a door opener.
Which performances and recordings are you most proud of?
I am most proud of the fact that my love for music gets deeper and deeper every year. It changes and develops. In recent seasons, there were concerts with wonderful singers playing and recording the second piano sonata, which was written for me by an award-winning Slovenian composer, Tomáš Svete.
What do you do offstage that provides inspiration onstage?
I love to hike, preferably in my beautiful Slovenia, in the forest in my direct neighborhood, but also in the beautiful Slovenian Alps. I keep my hiking equipment in the back of my car, so whenever the weather is right and I have time, I go. I try to hike for at least 1 hour a day. I try to eat healthily and sleep enough. I try to search for greater, more important things than my life and my career. Relationships are also important, family and friends.
Do you have a favorite concert hall to perform in, and why?
The concert hall that I will remember forever is the Abravanel Hall in Salt Lake City, USA. I was still a teenager, playing at international junior piano competition, and there was this wonderful concert hall for a young artist like me, so much bigger and more colorful than anything else I'd experienced before.
What do you feel has to be done to grow classical music's audiences?
The modern culture, with short clips on social media, is certainly not helping. This is not a natural environment. The concert audiences are getting old. Younger generations are not following. It is important to educate younger generations. That is why I like to do family concerts, where people can bring their small children, even babies, where we try to create a pleasant atmosphere for them to come in contact with the classical music.
Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku ešte raz.
Adriana Magdovsky was born in Maribor, Slovenia, to a Polish mother and a Macedonian father. She took her first piano lessons at the age of 4. She will tell us more about her musical career in the following interview. Adriana, who or what inspired you to start a career in music, and who or what have been the most important influences on your musical life and career?
The biggest and earliest influence comes from my mother's side of the family. My mother grew up in a small town in Poland. The central role was played by the church music of the Protestant service. My mother's sister, my Aunt Christine, was a professor of piano and music theory at the State Music School in Mannheim, Germany. And teachers? My teacher in my youngest years was Professor Milena Sever at the Conservatory of Music and Ballet in Maribor, Slovenia. Norma Fisher, who teaches at London's Royal College of Music, certainly made the biggest musical mark, as she introduced me to the world of musical professionalism and endless possibilities. For that, I will be forever thankful.
What have been the greatest moments in your career so far?
2 years ago, I signed a contract with the German label Hansler Classics to record works by Ravel and Tchaikovsky. The CD was released in 2023. I consider this my major international success. Leading up to this was a CD for a small Slovenian label, Klasika Slovenica, which was a door opener.
Which performances and recordings are you most proud of?
I am most proud of the fact that my love for music gets deeper and deeper every year. It changes and develops. In recent seasons, there were concerts with wonderful singers playing and recording the second piano sonata, which was written for me by an award-winning Slovenian composer, Tomáš Svete.
What do you do offstage that provides inspiration onstage?
I love to hike, preferably in my beautiful Slovenia, in the forest in my direct neighborhood, but also in the beautiful Slovenian Alps. I keep my hiking equipment in the back of my car, so whenever the weather is right and I have time, I go. I try to hike for at least 1 hour a day. I try to eat healthily and sleep enough. I try to search for greater, more important things than my life and my career. Relationships are also important, family and friends.
Do you have a favorite concert hall to perform in, and why?
The concert hall that I will remember forever is the Abravanel Hall in Salt Lake City, USA. I was still a teenager, playing at international junior piano competition, And there was this wonderful concert hall for a young artist like me, so much bigger and more colorful than anything else I'd experienced before.
What do you feel has to be done to grow classical music's audiences?
The modern culture, with short clips on social media, is certainly not helping. This is not a natural environment. The concert audiences are getting old. Younger generations are not following. It is important to educate younger generations. That is why I like to do family concerts, where people can bring their small children, even babies, where we try to create a pleasant atmosphere for them to come in contact with the classical music.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 1 až 7. Vypočujete si druhú nahrávku. Na základe vypočutého rozhodnite o každom z tvrdení 8 až 13, či je pravdivé, A, nepravdivé, B, alebo z nahrávky nevyplýva, C. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpovedovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 8 až 13. Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku.
Being in the pool wasn't always a passion for Minrit Kaur, aged 41, from West London. But she changed her attitude and later helped more Asian women love the water. Minrit will tell us more about how this hobby has changed her life.
Nowadays, getting into the pool, I feel at peace. Being in the water gives me time to myself. But I haven't always loved swimming. I used to hate it. I was 6 when an instructor pushed me into the water, and from that moment, my fears became much worse. My attitude to swimming continued into adulthood. Although I knew how to swim, I hated the idea of being out of my depth. Unlike me, my mom loved being in the water after learning to swim in her 30s. A love for swimming has helped keep up her strength and fitness into her 70s. My philosophy began to change when I turned 40 last year and wanted to do something new. Last September, the Alzheimer's Society was organizing a challenge to swim 5 or 10 miles in 30 days. With encouragement of my mom, I forgot my fears. Getting to the pool for the first time was scary, yet exciting. I was worried whether I'd complete the challenge, but the result was completely different. I didn't think I'd be able to do more than a couple of lengths a day, but I managed to swim up to 70 lengths of the pool each day. I proved to myself there was nothing to be scared of. Afterwards, I began swimming regularly at my local leisure center in West London. Before that, I often had painful stomach aches, but swimming helped in a way that no other exercise did. It gave me energy, and I felt fitter than I had in years. When I posted about my new hobby on social media, Asian women began to get in touch to ask if I could teach them to swim. I spoke to a friend about the idea, and she inspired me to do it as she knew lots of Asian women who wanted to swim. There's often a strange view in Asian communities that swimming isn't a sport for women. Also, some Asian women don't feel comfortable wearing swimwear. At that time, I was working as a journalist, so I was flexible with my time. I started helping more women to love the water like I had, and swimming is such an important life skill. Knowing how to swim could potentially save your life.
Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku ešte raz.
Being in the pool wasn't always a passion for Minrit Kaur, aged 41, from West London. But she changed her attitude and later helped more Asian women love the water. Minrit will tell us more about how this hobby has changed her life.
Nowadays, getting into the pool, I feel at peace. Being in the water gives me time to myself. But I haven't always loved swimming. I used to hate it. I was 6 when an instructor pushed me into the water, and from that moment, my fears became much worse. My attitude to swimming continued into adulthood. Although I knew how to swim, I hated the idea of being out of my depth. Unlike me, my mom loved being in the water after learning to swim in her 30s. A love for swimming has helped keep up her strength and fitness into her 70s. My philosophy began to change when I turned 40 last year and wanted to do something new. Last September, the Alzheimer's Society was organizing a challenge to swim 5 or 10 miles in 30 days. With encouragement of my mom, I forgot my fears. Getting to the pool for the first time was scary, yet exciting. I was worried whether I'd complete the challenge, but the result was completely different. I didn't think I'd be able to do more than a couple of lengths a day, but I managed to swim up to 70 lengths of the pool each day. I proved to myself there was nothing to be scared of. Afterwards, I began swimming regularly at my local leisure center in West London. Before that, I often had painful stomach aches, but swimming helped in a way that no other exercise did. It gave me energy, and I felt fitter than I had in years. When I posted about my new hobby on social media, Asian women began to get in touch to ask if I could teach them to swim. I spoke to a friend about the idea, and she inspired me to do it as she knew lots of Asian women who wanted to swim. There's often a strange view in Asian communities that swimming isn't a sport for women. Also, some Asian women don't feel comfortable wearing swimwear. At that time, I was working as a journalist, so I was flexible with my time. I started helping more women to love the water like I had. And swimming is such an important life skill. Knowing how to swim could potentially save your life.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 8 až 13. Teraz si pripravte odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Vypočujete si tretiu nahrávku. Budete počuť 6 praktických rád, ktoré sú zhrnuté vo vetách označených číslami 14 až 20. Na základe vypočutého zoraďte vety do správneho poradia tak, že zapíšete do odpoveďového hárka ku každej z nich príslušné poradové číslo od 1 do 6 podľa poradia v nahrávke. Pozor, jedna veta obsahuje informáciu, ktorá sa v nahrávke nenachádza. K tejto vete napíšte do odpoveďového hárka X. Svoje odpovede napíšte na odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 14 až 20. Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku.
Kids need 3 main things to help develop their love of reading. Interest, time, and modeling, says Heather Mansberger, a reading specialist. The following program gives advice to parents who want to encourage their child's love of reading. You will hear 6 tips for parents with small children. Tip number 1. Experts agree that simply reading aloud with your child is the best way to support a love of reading. Try to make reading a social activity so it builds relationships as well as knowledge. It should be fun and the basis for lots of asking, listening, and connection. Children should feel the pleasure of hearing stories. By reading in this way, parents are continuing to build vocabulary, listening comprehension, and emotions. Tip number two. When reading to babies and little kids, spend time looking at the pictures and talking about what you see. Talking about what you're reading builds a deeper level of understanding. You can also create connections between the text, the child's life, and the world around them. While reading, ask questions. Ask your child to say what will happen, summarize what's happened so far, or ask them why a character did what they did. Talking about the stories can help bring them alive. Tip number three. Help reading become a habit. Try to create a regular reading time during the day when possible. This should include kids looking at or reading books alone or having an adult read a book to them. Try to spend 15 to 30 minutes on daily reading at bedtime. Read to your young child even if they are not always fully ready for that. For younger kids, building the habit of reading is important. Tip number four. Pick books that reflect what your child is interested in, whether that is butterflies, sports, tools, fairies, frogs, or superheroes. This will help keep your child interested in reading. You can also let your child pick their own books. If you are not sure where to start, ask for advice from teachers, friends, librarians, and other parents. Tip number five. If your child is negative about reading or having you read to them, it might be a sign of some learning problem. Anytime children show that they are not interested in reading, it is time to ask why the situation is like that. So be sure to check in with the child's teacher or psychologist if they have any problem like dyslexia. Tip number six. The experts agree that it is key for your child to see their parents regularly reading for pleasure. When you can, take time during the day to relax, sit, and read. Seeing you reading brings an important message for your child. That means the idea that reading brings pleasure. Also, know that what you read does not have to be a book. It can be the newspaper, recipes, or food labels in print or online. Children copy their parents. If parents read, their children will read.
Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku ešte raz.
Kids need three main things to help develop their love of reading. Interest, time, and modeling, says Heather Mansberger, a reading specialist. The following program gives advice to parents who want to encourage their child's love of reading. You will hear six tips for parents with small children. Tip number one. Experts agree that simply reading aloud with your child is the best way to support a love of reading. Try to make reading a social activity so it builds relationships as well as knowledge. It should be fun and the basis for lots of asking, listening, and connection. Children should feel the pleasure of hearing stories. By reading in this way, parents are continuing to build vocabulary, listening comprehension, and emotions. Tip number two. When reading to babies and little kids, spend time looking at the pictures and talking about what you see. Talking about what you're reading builds a deeper level of understanding. You can also create connections between the text, the child's life, and the world around them. While reading, ask questions. Ask your child to say what will happen, summarize what's happened so far, or ask them why a character did what they did. Talking about the stories can help bring them alive. Tip number three. Help reading become a habit. Try to create a regular reading time during the day when possible. This should include kids looking at or reading books alone or having an adult read a book to them. Try to spend 15 to 30 minutes on daily reading at bedtime. Read to your young child even if they are not always fully ready for that. For younger kids, building the habit of reading is important. Tip number 4. Pick books that reflect what your child is interested in, whether that is butterflies, sports, tools, fairies, frogs, or superheroes. This will help keep your child interested in reading. You can also let your child pick their own books. If you are not sure where to start, ask for advice from teachers, friends, librarians, and other parents. Tip number 5. If your child is negative about reading or having you read to them, it might be a sign of some learning problem. Anytime children show that they are not interested in reading, it is time to ask why the situation is like that. So be sure to check in with the child's teacher or psychologist if they have any problem like dyslexia. Tip number 6. The experts agree that it is key for your child to see their parents regularly reading for pleasure. When you can, take time during the day to relax, sit, and read. Seeing you reading brings an important message for your child. That means the idea that reading brings pleasure. Also, know that what you read does not have to be a book. It can be the newspaper, recipes, or food labels in print or online. Children copy their parents. If parents read, their children will read.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 14 až 20. Ukončite prosím prácu na tejto časti testu. Pokračujte prosím v práci na ďalších častiach testu.